Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome, everyone, to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale, so you know this is Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, October 15th. Can't believe how fast this year is going. Like we talked about a little bit last week, I'm definitely ready for fall, and I don't know if it's just because I love fall, which I do, or if it's just because I'm ready for 2020 to be over. I think it's probably a combination of both. But I'm super happy to be with you all here today. Going to be a really nice day, I think, here in the Pacific Northwest, here Portland area. It's a little overcast now, but I think it's supposed to be kind of mid-60s and chilly but clear today. So we've had some rain, and this is typical, normal, what I love, you know, Portland fall weather. So I'm excited. And so please grab a pen and paper, everyone, if you have any. We almost always are going to have a phone number or a website or something like that that you're going to want to write down if you haven't gotten to that already. And I'm going to now say hi to my co-hosts I've got on with me. We've got Cindy with us today. And things are looking a little better down there. Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. And Rainey, thank you. Yeah, in Northern California, they got the fires kind of almost fully under control, but yeah, we're having a heat wave and high winds, so we're kind of on alert for something more, and we're all tired of something more. So, but today looks okay. So that's a blessing, and I'm very grateful for that, to be able to breathe and not hacking all the time. So anyway, glad to be here, and hope to get some good comments and questions from people.
Yeah, absolutely. We've also got Tiff on. Good morning, Tiff.
Good morning, everyone, here in Western Colorado. Tiff Scott, and just glad to be here. And I have some great just winter, fall, cooler weather type tips today, so I'd love to share with that.
Perfect. All right, and Nate's not on today. I hope he's going to try to get on. I'm not sure. He didn't actually get back to me this morning, which is very unlike him. So I hope everything is all right with him and his family. So with that said, I want to just remind everyone to please press 1 on your phone if you have any questions or comments, testimonials, anything like that. We would really love to hear from you. It's what makes this show so fun, is to be able to hear from you guys and the questions that you have. And chances are, if you have a question, it's many other people also have that same question. So it really helps all of us to be able to talk about it and get those answers and see what people are interested in hearing more about. Last week, we had a really, really great call. We had a lot of great questions and some testimonials and things like that. So I really appreciate that. And our show always is more fun the more we hear from you guys. So press 1 on your phone. We'd love to hear from you. All right. Well, looks like you guys are listening to me this morning. We've got a couple people first thing. All right. We've got area code 713. Area code 713, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hello?
Hello, hi.
Hi, it's Sandra in Houston.
Hi, Sandra.
Hey, Rainey. So I'm calling in to report from my very first Beamer equine experience that I called about last week. So we got to do two horses, Virgil and Valerie. And it went great, and it was very, as everybody says, it's so much fun to do this because of the horse's response, and you know, it worked like a charm. And this week, I have the version 2 of the equine, and so I decided to let the owner. I saw her at Polo on Sunday, and I took it and said, "Look, because the horse has an injury that's almost through the healing process," and so I decided to send her home with it and let her use it this week and have a better evaluation. But she was very pleased and asked a lot of good questions. And because of all of the different webinars and everything, and the e-learning, I was able to answer them.
Great. That's
so
awesome. And I'm so glad. And yeah, and that's a really great, that being able to leave it with them for a week is really going to be a truer test for her to be able to, like, see it on other animals and watch that specific horse's response over the week. So that's, you know, like we know, more than one session is always going to be the best way to be able to, you know, tell how a person or an animal is going to respond.
Yeah. So that's all I have. Thank you for hosting this show all the time.
Perfect, Sandra. That's so great. I'm so excited. And we can thank Cindy, who's on the phone, for a lot of that material that you had to be able to use for this. And I'm glad that what we've all been able to do has been able to help you enough to, you know, make sure that you had the confidence and the knowledge to go out and do that. You went with a horse person, though, correct?
Well, I have somebody on my team, and she's done a number of demos. So she went with me.
Right.
And
So you had that support, so that's exactly perfect.
Yeah.
But you felt, you know, I'm glad with all this training and stuff that this is the perfect testament for Cindy, that all their work is paid off, and it gave you, the confidence and the knowledge to go out there and do that yourself and feel like you could answer those questions. So that's so awesome.
Yeah, and you know, one thing I picked, y'all may have talked about this on the call, and I haven't picked it up, but I did pick up a posting in the Facebook. Somebody had put the blanket on a horse, and the horse spooked. And so I read that whole thread, and I don't remember if it was Cindy or somebody else wrote a response and said, you know, they like to turn the blanket on before, and sometimes, you know, bring it near to the horse before doing that. So I thought those were some extra tips that I wasn't aware of. And so for my next time, I'll be doing that.
Well, and yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Sandra. This is Cindy. Because, you know, again, when you go to a place and you don't know the horses, you can certainly ask the owner, you know, is your horse, you know, sensitive? Has your horse ever had any kind of an alternative treatment that might be like a pulsing or a PMF blanket before? And particularly if they say no. You definitely want to approach it carefully, and I think we've mentioned this in some of the presentations, and I saw that list of what you're referring to from Facebook, to say sometimes with horses, even like to start with horses that have been abused or rescued, we'll just lay the beamer over the railings of the paddock or the pipe corral or whatever, and we'll turn it on and let them come to it. Now, that's kind of an extreme case, but for a new horse, and you know, what I do is, you know, walk up and let them smell it. Then I turn it on while it's on my arm. It's not on them. And let them see what it is.
Anything. You just don't move
quickly and assume that the horse is going to adjust, because part of their whole protection, you know, as a prey animal, is to be skeptical and have new things. And so you make it go gently. So I'm glad that you paid attention to those tips, because I think they are important. And sometimes we're in a hurry, or, you know, we don't have a lot of time, and we tend to forget those things. So thank you for bringing that up.
Sure thing.
All right. Thanks so much, Sandra, and I really appreciate you calling back in and letting us know how everything went. And, you know, that's a good thing to be able to share with other people, too, because, you know, you were somebody that used all the tools, and that's how you became, you know, comfortable with being able to do this. And so thanks so much for sharing. You know, testament for everybody that they can do it too.
I don't know where I picked it up, but she asked me about the MagnaLite, and I had the source was, but because of being involved in this, you know, I'd heard of that. I knew what it was. I was able to talk about it, you know, lightly. It was great. Y'all do great
Perfect.
Work.
Yeah.
Let me make just a little comment on that, because there's a lot of, you know, there are products out there for sure, and there's ones that, have a lot heavier advertising than Beamer does. But what I want to, you know, kind of remind people is, no matter what other product is out there, it cannot do what Beamer does.
And that's what I said.
Yeah, you need to be firm and grounded in that knowledge, just in yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to in any way, run down another product, but you can simply say, they have benefits, but we've got patents and scientific proof that shows that ours, what ours does. And also, what's kind of something that I bring up sometimes to people is, when they want a lot of studies, because we don't have yet the published studies as that we would like, remind them, a lot of times for human products, we use testing on animals, and that's a whole other subject. but in this case, the bulk of the research has been done on people. And even though there's definitely differences in the bodies of, physiologically between horses and other animals and people, at a cellular level, every cell needs the same things. And we are all about healthy cells. You need oxygen. You need oxygen to make energy. You need nutrients, and you need to remove the waste. And that is universal. So, there aren't other products. There's nothing else out there to this day, to our knowledge, that does anything close to what Beamer does. So that's why, when people say, I have another, other blanket, and they're kind of all the same. Well, they're not really all the same. There's differences. So, you were right to say, to make that comment. Doesn't work in all circumstances, but it helps you come from even if you don't even say that, that there's nothing like humor. If you believe that and you project your conversation comes from that frame of mind rather than, oh, God, they've got something and I don't know what it is and it may be it better or something. No.
You won't miss it. Anybody plugged in to the information is going to be educated and they're going to be confident. And I was able to reply, you all say this, and it's like, other things, they work from the outside in, Beamer works from the inside out. This is so easy to remember and use. And what was interesting is that she has a friend who just bought 2 Beamers for her barn.
So, that helps.
It's like, going, okay, that helps.
Well, excellent.
Anyway, well, I'm sure you have other callers. Thank you for your time again. And I look forward to calling back and saying, I have someone who bought the equine for their horses, for their barn.
We hope so,
I hope to hear that, too.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Thanks so much, Sandra. Appreciate you calling back in.
Sure.
All right. And our next caller is area code 508. Area code 508, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, everybody. I'm Deborah. I'm living in Massachusetts these days, and I just wanted to check back in quickly. Sandra, congratulations, Sandra, on what you did this week. We're on the same track, because this week I rented the Beamer from one of the gals in my group, so that my neighbor, they're like my kids, the young couple that live next door, so they could have the Beamer for their aging horse, who's 33, and he has started to lose weight, and he's their beloved family member. Am I allowed to say, am I still compliant if I say what the owner said to me, or does she need to say what she noticed?
As long as we're talking about, like, not actually medical, diagnosis or just...
Not at
just,
all.
You know, yeah, that should be fine.
Yeah, not at all. But she... Well, first of all, she was just so moved that I would do this. And second of all, I just... feels like our relationship is closer, naturally, you know. But she was so happy when she returned when the rental time was over. She just was all smiles, and she noticed something different. She wasn't specific, but when she wrote him the next day, she noticed he was different. He did everything that we expect a horse to do, the Beamer. So Sandra, we're on the same track because this is my first time too. And maybe Sandra, you know, deep down, you're just a horse person. So that's all I have for.
Well, thank you so much, Deborah. And you know what you've done is just proof of the big heart of Beamer. And that's, you know, one of the things that I continue to love about this company is all the wonderful people that are in it and how big of a heart we have as a group. And I love that. And I think that's a big part of us being able to share it with a lot of people. And, you know, part of our, you know, I don't know if this is the right term, but part of our marketing strategy is the heart that goes along with this. Because I think, you know, the motivation behind, you know, sharing this with a lot of people is pure, is us wanting to help horses. So I think that's so great in the way that you shared that.
I just love this call so much. It's really the highlight of my work week. It really is. I don't feel like I'm working. And one quick thing about having a big heart, this company having a big heart, this past Tuesday testimonial, so October 13, 10/13/20, Testimonial Tuesday, Greg and Mark did a fabulous lead of a topic, Pay It Forward. It's a gem. So I just wanted to share that with everybody.
Absolutely. Thank you. And thanks, Deborah, so much for coming on. We appreciate everything that you're doing.
Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.
You too. And we have Nate with us. Hi, Nate.
Hey, guys. Sorry for being tardy here, but sorry to say, I had to bring a good friend up to the hospital, and so I just got him all fixed in. So, but anyway, keep Rick in your prayers.
We will.
Well, it's good to have you.
It's always good to be on.
Oh, good to have you, Nate. That was the only two people that wanted to chat with us today. So please, guys, if you've got anything else to share, we would really love to hear from you. But I know we've got Tiff on. Tiff, do you have anything to share with us this morning while we're waiting for those buttons to light up?
Yeah, so last week we talked about, and this is all kind of basic Beamer knowledge, but I feel like it's good to talk about it every once in a while, the care of the product going into fall and winter. It's sillier here, and I'm sure in parts of the country where Nate is and where you are, Rainey, not necessarily California where you are, Cindy, but it's good to keep in mind, you know, that the unit is a computer, so not to leave it in your trailer or outside or in the tack room where it's cold. It's good to bring it in where it's warm or have a warm place for it to be kept and to fold it up nice and put it away in the bag when you're not using it. If you do, you want to clean it, like we talked about last week, use a mild detergent to spray it down, wipe it down, let it air dry. And the inside of the V3, the boots, of course, the liner comes out. You can wash it in the washer, but let it air dry. And then another really good tip that I've learned and I always say to my clients is that if you have blankets on, because of the cooler, it comes with the cooler to keep the unit clean. We know that the product goes through blankets. So if you have a winter blanket on or a turnout blanket or something on, stall blanket, whatever it is, it goes through that. And you don't have to worry about the penetrating, you know, it does go through. So that's good to know. It doesn't matter how thick it is, it does still go through the unit. The unit still penetrates the horse. So those are just really good things to think about. You don't have to rip everything off. If you want to put it on top, you can. do a session, and go about your day.
Absolutely, Tiff. Those are some really great tips that we've perfect time to bring those up. We, you know, the summertime we talk about not leaving it out in the heat, but in the wintertime, it's same kind of thing. We, you know, these batteries, the lithium batteries, especially in the computer components of it, are sensitive, just like any computer would be, to heat and cold. So being sure this is your investment you've made, so be sure to take care of it as best you can. So, yeah, thanks so much, Tiff. Those are great tips.
So, Rainey, I have some things to go over if we don't have any callers at the moment.
We don't. Go for it.
Yeah. Well, so I want to recommend when the recording comes out from last night's product presentation that was done. Remember, we're doing those twice a month now, and the schedule's a little different in October, November, and December because of the holidays. But it was a really good one. We had three great testimonials on last night, so you'll want to pay attention. One was Ian talking about especially focused on the thoroughbred industry and on travel and what he's seen around the track. Another was Francine from Colorado, who had she's a working cow horse, and it just had really great results after the competition. She was introduced to Beamer, and she was thrilled with that. And another was a farrier from back east, I think Pennsylvania, who had her own horse and was almost ready to make that heartbreaking call, and had some, life changes with Beamer. And so great testimonials. You'll want to listen to those. And we also had some questions, one of which stuck in my mind that I thought, well, I wanted to bring it up because if one person's asked, there's going to be more. And the question was, tell me why it's dangerous to use the Beamer horse set on people. And I went, whoa, go take some steps back here. What we say is the horse set is a registered animal medical device, and it's made for horses, not for people. That is not the same as saying it's dangerous for people. And so you have to kind of separate, from a compliance and a marketing perspective, we don't market the horse set for anything else other than horses. However, we know from personal experiences oftentimes that there's other animals that can be done on an off-label basis. But so we don't use it to market to anything else other than horses. But as far as the danger is, look at the intensities. You're dealing with 10 microtesla to 100 microtesla. Compare that to what we have in the human units, which is 3.5 microtesla all the way up to a maximum 150 microtesla. So what we're using as intensities are strength, and remember that's the depth of penetration in the tissue is the intensity. So the strength of the signal is less for a horse than it is for a human. So, and the frequencies are all the 10 and 30 hertz frequencies are all within the range of what you find naturally within Mother Nature. So we're not saying that by us saying it's made for horses, not for people, we're not saying it's dangerous to people. We're just saying it's configured specially for the horse's body, and it's not marketed to people. So I want to make that differentiation between an animal medical device and a human medical device. So, if anybody has any questions, I'm glad to go into some more detail about that, but I think that's important. And I'm just looking at, were there other questions? People wanted to know about if you could adjust the intensities and personalize it. And I said, no, that's the beauty of Beamer, is that we've done the research. And the programs, each one of the programs uses multiple intensities, and so that you don't have to adjust anything. That's just really, it couldn't be more simple. And there are a number of products out there where you do have different protocol and you have to adjust settings. And then another one question that came up was how long do you, when you're first starting out, how long do you stay on program one before moving up? And this one, if you've seen the work that we put out through the FAQ and things, the quote basic plan equivalent for horses just recommends that we always start at program one. And personally, many of us use that we start with one unit at a time. So do the blanket and then introduce the cuff so that you can really assess individual reactions to certain things and go slowly as you introduce new products to or technology to a horse. But it's going to depend entirely on that horse, and you're going to observe their reactions. But all things being equal, if the horse is enjoying and accepting and reacting positively in the way we would typically expect them to, then the basic plan simply says, wait, you know, use the first week, use program one. On the second week, you can try program two, see what that is. On the third week, if you want to try program three. But it's not like you have to. Remember, just like with the human unit, the goal is not to get from intensity 1 to intensity 10. The goal is to see how it reacts in each individual body and where it is most effective. And your horse is going to tell you what they like and what they don't like. So I don't know if Nate wants to add anything more about our basic plan, but you know, it's very rudimentary, but it's just to give people an idea that you don't sit there and you don't start out on program three. We continue to hear feedback where people do that, or even sometimes program two. You start with one. Just because it's only 5 minutes, get it out of your head that 5 minutes isn't enough. You've seen the pictures of the intervital microscopy of the changes within a horse's body in their colon area in 5 minutes. So 5 minutes is enough. And I think those
all
are
right,
comments
perfect.
To bring forward from last night. But when we see the when you see the recording for that one, you want to definitely listen for the testimonials. And I hope you know we have about 80 people on those calls. So I know a number of you are using it, and I think it's a great marketing tool to be able to invite your prospect to come on, and they have a way that they can ask questions. And that's very comparable to what we talk about, doing a three-way call on the human side, if you will. You're getting some independent third-party validation from the presenters, and what they're saying will mimic or confirm and emphasize what you may have already told them. And that is really, really a powerful tool for anybody who's evaluating something that's new. They want to know that it's not just one person's idea. Or belief. Oh.
All right. Thanks so much, Cindy. And those are definitely questions that we hear a lot. So thank you for bringing that up, because I'm sure there's a lot of people that have that. One thing I just wanted to say, because I hear that a lot too, is, you know, how do you know, when to go up to an intensity or something like that? And if you are trying these intensities and the horse is great at intensity one, and then you go up to intensity two, program two, I'm sorry, and doing great. And then, a few weeks later you try program three, and all of a sudden the horse looks, agitated, maybe tail flip, maybe ear, who knows, it depends on the horse what agitated looks like. Don't just turn it off. Don't be afraid to just turn it off and go back down to program two. It's not like it's, you have to finish it out just because you started it. So I had somebody with, the questions like that in the past too. So there's no problem in just saying, okay, the horse doesn't like that, we're turning that off and going back down. So don't be afraid to do that. All right. And it looks like we do have one more caller that we probably have just enough time to get to. So we've got area code 801. Area code 801, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, yes. This is Janine from Salt Lake, and I had a couple questions.
Hi.
Number one is the horse blood flow video. Is there a way to put that on the phone to text it? I'm not way tech savvy, but I just haven't been able to get it to text it.
Let me think about that. I'm certainly not a techie either, Janine. I think I think it's a YouTube, and you can definitely get a YouTube onto your phone. And that's
okay.
What I would try and do because I don't have time here to pull it up that quickly, but I believe that you can get it off of if you go to the YouTube channel of Beamer, is it Beamer Group North America or Beamer Group USA? One of those has the video. If you keep talking, I'll see if I can find it. But that's what I would do because you could pull up a YouTube and download it on your phone if you want.
Okay, yeah.
You should just be able to, clip that that whatever. If it is a YouTube, I can't remember what format it's in, but if it is a YouTube, you should just be able to, copy and paste that, URL into the text.
Okay, because I haven't been able to get it from the back office to my – but, again, I'm not real tech savvy, and I'm on my first iPhone here as of a couple weeks, so I'm really struggling. But, okay, and then the other thing, Cindy, it sounded I had a question of ever do program one back-to-back, do a five-minute session because you said there's a lot that's done, program one, and then do program one again immediately after, or no?
Well, it won't hurt the horse. However, it's not necessary, and typically most people say, there's just something inside our head that says 5 minutes, it just can't be enough. However, there's times where the horse is looking at you, and we have this a number of times when the beamer goes off, the horse kind of wakes up and then looks at you, and it might start, we've heard Nate tell stories about starting to paw. I know in my instances that I've seen the horses start to call and say, hey, come back and turn this thing on. So, you won't hurt the horse by doing it. Our recommendation is that the total of an individual session wouldn't be more than 15 minutes. But, keep those in mind the differentiation. You don't need to do more than one, program one. You can. You don't want, but it's going to be based on feedback from the horse.
Okay. And one other thing, for the cover sheet to protect the horse, I know I mentioned this last night, you would want to use something else other than like a sheet, like the lightweight. You want something heavier than a human bed sheet, correct?
No, not necessarily at all. The only purpose of putting that sheet on is, not the only, but the main purpose is to keep your Beamer horse blanket clean because typically when you're increasing circulation, you can see even sweat patterns. It'll be different. So the horse may tend to sweat, and if you're doing multiple horses, you don't want your blanket to get to transmit from different horses. You want to keep your blanket clean and not sweaty. You could use a beach towel. It just doesn't look very professional. So the best thing to do is to use whatever that person has that they use for their own horse. And if they don't have anything, then, that's why when you talk to them in advance, and you say, I'm coming over at 3 o'clock or something, say, can you make sure that you have a stable sheet or a lightweight blanket. It doesn't need to be heavy at all. The lighter, the better.
Okay. Yeah. And you wouldn't necessarily put something else over top of that.
No.
That's clean enough. Okay. All right. That sounds great. I just knew that a sheet was very thin and it would be easy to wash and it would fit in the, you could have three or four of them much easier than the one that comes with the horse unit.
Yeah, it's just personally, I don't like to make it look like I'm, arriving with, with products that aren't made for horses. It just doesn't look as professional. So.
Okay, got it. Great advice.
I think I'd like to add quick. I think there's some confusion. So The thin sheet is ideal, of course, because it keeps the blanket clean. But I was saying earlier that in the colder time, when they're blanketed and things like that with heavier blankets, that the Beamer still penetrates through those. So it doesn't matter if it's thin or thick season, of course.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And Cindy, were you able to find out if... Yeah, go ahead.
If you go on to the YouTube channel called Beamer Group United States, that's the name of the channel on YouTube. So after you sign into YouTube, you put in that in the search bar, Beamer Group United States. One of the videos in there is equine blood flow before and after Beamer. When you click on that, you can choose to share it. And the sharing it will give you what the actual link is for that YouTube clip. And therefore, you can then click on that and you can have it, you can be able to download it into your own phone memory. So, anyway,
yeah. That's awesome.
All right. Well, I hope that answered your questions.
Perfect. Thank you very, very much. It was great. And last
perfect.
Night,
thanks. So,
yeah,
go
the
ahead.
Horse testimony was phenomenal. I mean, golden, golden information. So, I love the horse talk.
Good, good. And so the next horse
perfect.
Talk, next, the next presentation will be Nate and me, and that will be on Wednesday evening. Same time, we always do it 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. It'll be October 28th. So
perfect.
Think about, and these are this the business presentation is designed for somebody who's either an existing IBD who's thinking about should I I don't know much about horses and I want to be able to add that to my human Beamer business, or somebody who's perhaps in the horse business and is thinking about saying, well, I like this Beamer product. Do I want to offer, do I want to make a business out of it? So it's kind of a two-pronged approach for a different audience there, but it's good for your prospect to be able to come on and listen to it. It should not, ideally, again, it should not be their first introduction to the product because we don't spend a lot of time talking about it. So, again, the presentations that we're offering are they're designed to be two-pronged. Say, one, you learn about the product and the science, which is what we did last night, and it was recorded. And then, two, we talk about the business prospect, business opportunities for people that are interested. And, again, if they've already known a little bit about the product, then what we talk about makes more sense. But we encourage you to get your prospects to come on these calls. And then that way they have the ability to ask questions in the Q&A section on the call. So that'll be October 28th.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Cindy. And we did lose Nate. He must have had to go. He's got stuff going on this morning, so we understand that. But we really appreciate what you guys are doing with those presentations, both of them. And the two-prong approach is pretty neat because then you can have somebody who, you've introduced to the Beamer and get information about the product. And then if they decide, hey, this might be something I could do, then you have, the next step that you can offer them too. So it's a really great setup that you guys have, and I really appreciate you guys putting in all that work to do that.
Absolutely.
All right. And with that, we're at the end of our time here. So I'm going to just see if anyone's got any final words to share. Tiff, you were just full of golden nuggets today. So anything else you want to share with us before you go today?
Again, we go to Utah. So we'll be at a barrel race next weekend in Utah. I'll be taking the Beamer and just showing everybody again what it can do. A lot of the same gals that I travel with over the course of the last few years, a lot of them are now my clients. So it's pretty awesome just to continue to show up, continue to go with the gals that we're talking about putting themselves out there. The product really does sell itself. So it makes it much easier to stand behind and like Cindy was talking about earlier about different things. We get that all the time, how it compares to other products, and Beamer just doesn't compare. And when sometimes when I kind of run into a rut with that conversation, I just say, you know what, it's just next generation. And it really is. So I just encourage all of you out there that are IBDs, keep putting your foot to the floor and you will succeed and you will see some amazing things. Beamer has really opened my eyes and I'm just grateful to be here. Thanks, Rainey.
Thanks so much, Tiff. It's so great to have you. And can't wait to hear about your next trip, too. That's exciting. I get to kind of live a little bit vicariously through you and all your radios and fun stuff. All right.
Thanks.
And Cindy.
I think I'm good. I shared the next dates and things like that. So we'll look
Perfect.
Forward to hearing back from people. I'm just so glad that there's other parts of the country where you can still go and compete in an event. And and I'm hoping we have some people. I know I have some clients that you know, we're at the Pink Buckle. So I think that that's a pretty big deal. And the more that Beamer gets exposure, the easier it is for all of us. So looking forward to hearing some more feedback from people that have taken it and used it on their horses at events.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks, everyone, so much for your questions and comments. Like I said, it's always so great to hear from you guys. And when you have questions and comments and stories, you are not alone in that. And so with you, by you sharing, it helps all of us learn. And so thank you for doing that. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for Recognition Friday. Otherwise, we will talk to you all next Thursday. Thanks so much, you guys, and I hope you have such a great week. Aloha.
Thank you, Rainey. Bye, everybody.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.